Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 14th of August. US producer prices have continued to signal that the US Federal Reserve is likely to keep interest rates on hold for the time being. If the Fed has been content to be on hold to date, there was nothing in the recent report to change that view. One feature was a 72% month-on-month decline in the producer price of lettuce. This follows major health concerns about the supply chain and represents a peculiar collapse in demand and is therefore not something that the US administration is likely to tout when seeking to convince US consumers of disinflation forces at work. The US consumer is next in scope, and today we get a combination of spin and substance. On the spin side, there is the US Michigan Consumer Sentiment Poll, which is thrown all over the place by the extremely polarized political climate existing in the United States. That does not mean that markets should ignore it entirely. As a piece of economic data, it's not especially useful, but it's something that politicians are concerned by. It might have a bearing on policies, including, of course, the administration's policy in the Gulf. The inflation expectations number is likewise economically nonsensical, but the figures are a reflection of consumers' feelings about the affordability crisis, and those feelings are skewed towards angry of late. On the substance side, there are retail sales figures. The US, very unhelpfully, produces retail sales data without correcting for the effects of inflation. So price moves will have a bearing here. Gasoline and particularly diesel prices are, of course, a major issue. The US consumer has been, on average, willing to continue to spend even as real wage growth has turned negative. That seems likely to continue into the end of this year. The household balance sheet giving consumers the ability to spend regardless. In global trade, the United States has accused more than 40 countries of helping US consumers avoid US tariffs on goods from China by transshipment. Transshipment is where goods from China pass through another country to be rebranded before being sold into the United States. It is certainly true that China's exports to the US are dramatically higher than US imports from China, and these numbers are supposed to be measuring the same thing. China's market share of US imports has fallen, but not by very much, when using China's data. That suggests that US consumers are getting very good at finding ways of avoiding their government's tariffs, and it means that the inflation impact on consumers has been less than might be supposed. The lower effective tariff rate arising from this avoidance will also help keep the US consumer price inflation number lower than would otherwise be the case. Separately, US President Trump has announced a 100% tariff on US consumers of drones from China. Oil markets remain unmoved by the latest threat of economic sanctions against Iran. The impact of economic sanctions tend to decay over time, and investors seem unwilling to assume that the imposition of sanctions will have any effect on the timeline for reopening the Strait of Hormuz. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein
does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.